Cosmopolitan has their heart in the right place. For a major magazine, they're pretty cheeky when it comes to giving their readers sexual advice. But for some crazy reason, much of that advice will land you in the hospital.
Their latest article, The 10 Most Stressful Things About Having a Penis, continues their 50 Shades of Grey fascination with making your bedroom activities more frisky by kicking guys in the nuts. Today, the hilarious Cody Melcher, who knows a thing or two about dicks, joins us to take a look at the painful and hilarious consequences when bondage goes mainstream.
Plus, for Valentine's Day, Burger King in Israel is giving out sex toys and adult-themed very happy meals.
The CW's new TV show, Riverdale, is hot for teacher.
Did Joe Jonas just come out as a gay pup?
And is this the most awkward soap opera cliffhanger ever?
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun.
Not shaving gives me more time for misbehaving. Get this sexy t-shirt and all our fabulous designs at feastoffun.com/store.
Penises! Woohoo! They don't come with an instruction manual, but you definitely learn how to use them, sometimes the hard way.
All I know is I like to keep mine well lubricated to fit into those tight spots.
Ooh.
Today we take a look at another delicious Cosmo article, the 10 most stressful things about having a penis.
I think, Mark, you're misreading it. It says ridiculous, not delicious.
Joining us is the hilarious Cody Melcher, host of the podcast Tomefoolery, who, as far as we know, isn't into having his sexual partners crushing his balls. Are you into that?
I am not.
What's holding you back?
Yeah, man.
The solidarity,
penis pleasure now.
Solidarity with my balls is what's holding me back. I mean, to be fair, I've never actually tried it, but mm-hmm. I just have an aversion to pain.
We have an acquaintance who likes to takes his scrotum and spreads it on a board and has it like pinned. He puts pins through it so it's as wide as possible as it can be, and then he just kind of like beats it.
Like those moth scientists, the butterflies when they put them on those boards.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds
very, very similar to that.
There's a store in Puerto Rico that all it sells is butterflies pinned into, you know, these acrylic boxes. It's actually quite beautiful, and it's called
Mariposa.
No, the butterfly store.
Oh, but not in Spanish.
No, it's meant to appeal to tourists who are looking for something quick to buy that they were like, oh, butterflies are tropical. Ooh.
The listeners couldn't hear my face, but during that story, my face had this like worried expectation because I thought it was going to take a weird turn at some point.
Yeah, what do they call it?
We'll get to talking about 50 Shades Darker, the sequel to 50 Shades of Grey that is mainstreamed sadomasochism for unsuspecting couples in the suburbs.
Yes. Unsuspecting couples in the suburbs sounds like we're springing S&M on people, like out of
they
bushes.
Didn't know.
Like they're walking down the street holding hands, and then S&M jumps out of a bush at
them. These people know.
We're the square ones now. It's like people, you go to the, you open up Grindr and Scruff in the suburbs, everyone's a kinky motherfucker here. In the city, they're all like, listen, honey, just dealing with public transportation is enough bondage for one day.
Well, that's my kink is paying my rent.
And out in the suburbs, that's where they have the sex club for the straights.
Yeah,
and they have lots of hotel parties out there.
So why is like space. Cosmopolitan? It seems like even when I was like in college, like I'd go use the bathroom in my sister's place and I pull out Cosmopolitan and you start, sexual advice. This is great.
Yeah, always.
And it's like, pull out a hammer and smash your husband in the nuts.
I also like that you set up the whole story about why you read Cosmopolitan because you're at your sister's place. Mm-hmm. You can open up if you read Cosmo.
The reason people don't read Cosmo as much as they used to, because now they have phones to cover in feces when they text their mistress in the bathroom when they're taking a poop. And now, back in the day, you just, those magazines were covered in feces and urine.
I mean, I read Cosmo to find out what celebrities I'm astrologically attached to, like sometimes you just want to know, am I compatible with Ewan McGregor based off of our interest in cakes? I don't know, but Cosmo will tell me.
I bet you probably would have a lot of interest together.
I think Ewan McGregor and I would get along very well.
Probably.
Call me Ewan if you're listening. I'm sure he is.
Jonas and you guys might make a cute couple. He's like posted a photo on his Instagram where he's wearing a lock on his neck.
Mm-hmm. Lock and a chain.
And people are like, he's a pup.
He's a pup, which a I assume pup. Is like, you have to be gay to be a pup, right? Just straight pups wear stuff like that. So, but I also thought, like, people that wear that, like, it's a pup thing, but I thought it also meant, like, you were a slave bottom.
It was like a sub, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so first of all, when I was, like, when I was a little kid in Texas who didn't know anything about anything, and I, mm-hmm. you know, you, and then you just get the, so, like, I was in that weird age group of gay kid where I was in Texas, so I didn't really know any other gay kids, but I also like grew up right at the beginning of the internet being a mainstream thing. Like mm-hmm. AOL was like elementary school.
Yeah.
So I was like new frontier of the internet. No information otherwise.
Right.
You know, smuggling Queer as Folk DVDs into my like a house, like when I got older and had some money and I would go mm-hmm. to like places. So like, and I would like walk by the Edge of 17 and Blockbuster and like read it nonchalantly just to kind of be like, what's this about? Oh, I didn't realize it was gay. I'm sorry. You know, so that's where I was. So I was in this place where like I would hear terminology like that in like chat rooms or like on message boards or mm-hmm. just, you know, reading gay porn stuff. And I looked up pup and I could never find a definition for pup that everyone agreed on. As far as I could tell, it's kind of like in shape young gay kid who doesn't know anything about being gay. Well, definitely
the in shape thing is like out the window.
Yeah, well,
because you know there's a lot of pups that are not necessarily
fitness is a slippery sliding scale. Yeah.
See, but that's the problem yeah. is that that's the best definition I could find that most people agreed on had to do with working out. It was like mm-hmm. a jock aspect, but not necessarily a jock. It's so confusing. But
so pup is somebody who enjoys pretending or being put on a leash or basically having a kind of a relationship with their lover that a owner would have with a dog.
Or lovers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See,
so the reason Joe Jonas has a padlock on his chain is because his master or owner has the key, mm-hmm.
but right.
he can only have sex. He can only bottom when that padlock gets unlocked. It's kind of like a comfortable chastity belt.
Right. No. And I get that as
a fashion statement.
I get that as a sub thing, but the pup stuff I've seen also differentiated it from pup play and from that element as well.
Well, if you're a pup, you're into pup play, aren't you? I mean,
everything I read was like, no, those are different.
What?
So, yeah. So I don't know. The other thing I was going to say is that there's been this thing recently where straight people have been co-opting gay terminology. Mm-hmm. Like I have a straight friend who refers to himself as a cub all the time.
Oh, really?
And I'm like,
I'm a miss thing.
Cub. Yeah, it's like yeah. If you're trying to do the taxonomy of what you would be if you were gay, then sure. But it's weird that you're referring. It's like the whole thing about when gay became like cool and vogue, mm-hmm. and so now it's like they're just using our language now for fun. And it's so, like,
have you ever been to a puppy play party?
No,
no play parties.
I don't get it. As listeners to the show will know, I don't get invited to any parties, really.
You came to our party and you wouldn't even leave.
And it was I had to kick you out.
It was the one party I was invited to, and that's why I wanted to stay forever.
I liked having you at the party. Yeah. You're one of the few people that I know that when they mm-hmm. got drunk, they actually mm-hmm. like to have a conversation.
Yeah. Yes.
And I would have invited you to spend the night, but somebody was sleeping in my bed, and I was just like, I'm not giving up the couch. Not on my birthday.
And it was not sexual, either.
No, they were
just asleep. You gotta kick me out.
Like passing out, and I'm like, we just served you guys Puerto Rican rum coconut cocktails.
Yes,
and that was enough to because it's comforting, soothing. Mm. But back to Cosmopolitan.
Penises. Well, yes, and the yes, Joe Jonas. Well, the problem with Joe Jonas is okay. I couldn't date Joe Jonas because I'd be using him for Nick. To get close to Nick.
You know, I gotta say Nick is really hot, but Joe's also really cute too.
Yeah, Joe's fine. Yeah. He's just not my
type. It's 2017. Yeah. Why not have both?
Well, because they're brothers. They might think that's weird.
That is a little weird.
Bellamy porn video has those twins fucking in there.
Well, sure, but yeah, but that's Bellamy.
They're
Bella
like,
that's not Bellamy. You know what I'm saying?
Are they the ones that say they love each other?
Yeah, their statement was, we started doing porn for the money, but we discovered that we could only love each other. And I was like, that's the ultimate in narcissism when you fall in love with your annoying sibling that happens to look and sound like
your twin brother.
Freaky.
So Cosmopolitan, you know, there's been criticism because I think some of their editorial staff is a little bit mature.
Sure.
Meaning like, you know, they
haven't gotten laid in a couple decades.
They're older than senior citizens. You know, mm-hmm. there's one woman, I think she the editor, I think she was like 78 years old or something.
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Why you got to be ageist, you know?
And maybe, you know, she or some of the other people who are making these decisions have a little animosity with the sexual process and maybe are taking out their hostility or the hostility that they've experienced out mm-hmm. on the editorial content. Mm-hmm. And so they got this guy who's his name is Frank Cabola. He's a Navy SEAL. And the subtitle to his article is "The 10 Most Stressful Things About Having a Penis: Getting the Tip Caught in a Zipper is Enough to Make a Navy SEAL Weep."
Yeah, he says make a deal. I don't think he's a Navy SEAL, is he?
That's what he's inferring.
No, that's Frank. Not what he's inferring.
A guy with the name Frank Cabola is a Navy SEAL.
No. His Twitter account says, "I eat garbage and I write garbage." So
that's a Navy SEAL. Like, you know, when you're in shape and stuff, and then once you're out of the military, you're writing articles about dicks getting caught in zippers.
Okay, so we'll be on that. I dispute the fact that he's a Navy SEAL and he doesn't stay
Frank
there.
Anyway, Cabola, Sergeant Frank Cabola, God bless you. You America. Get your
dick. I don't think sergeant's a Navy SEAL rank.
Right.
Or Captain Frank Cabola.
And so if you do get your, what he's trying to say is if you get your dick caught in a zipper, it's enough to make a Navy SEAL cry. It's meaning it's enough to make a tough man cry. And I got to tell you, it's like, it is stressful to think about it, but really how often in your life does that really happen to you? Because the first time that happens to you is usually the last time. Although I did have it, like, you know, probably within the last decade, or like a minor incident. But when I was like a 6 or 7 years old, I got it. Like, I was just like, oh my God, that really hurt.
I don't want to be pedantic about this penis article, but is it your penis or your scrotum that you get caught in your zipper?
It's usually the penis, isn't it?
I've never
caught your penis.
No, because I wear underwear. It covers my penis.
Yeah.
So I've never zipped. I always zip under the underwear.
They used to put zippers in pajamas. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I sleep in the nude.
What a terrible idea, those metal zippers in pajamas. Sense. You wake up in the middle of the night to pee, and suddenly it's like,
mine was like I was wearing shorts when I was like 6 or 7 years old without underwear for whatever. Okay. Maybe I was swimming in them. Maybe they were swim shorts.
Because I've always been confused about how that happens, because it's like if you're wearing underwear, then it should be.
But then also, too, don't you ever wear jeans? You don't wear underwear with the jeans sometimes, right?
No, I always do.
You always
do. So you're a fan of Going Commando? Because that was really popular in the 90s.
You know who else is a fan of Going Commando? Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
And not wearing underwear or deodorant. Prepare yourself for this for the younger listeners. In the 90s was very popular amongst LGBT progressive circles because wearing deodorant or underwear or bras was the patriarchy. Mm-hmm. And we needed to smash the patriarchy. So a lot of these civil disobedience and HIV AIDS protests, we're really smelly. Just saying
that. You know, well, a lot of people were fighting against like smells and fragrances during the 90s. It was a big thing. And I guess sometimes in some conferences, it's still a big thing where like they ask people not to wear strong colognes or perfumes or any perfumes at all, because some people get migraines from them.
And for a while, like I was trying to hook up with this one guy and he was like, "I don't want to have sex with you unless you're ripe and you're fresh from the gym and you haven't worn deodorant in 2 days.
That sounds like a fetish.
And I'm like, that's going to make me gag.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, too, is they always say, "I want you fresh from the gym." But what you don't realize is I haven't showered in a day. Then I went to the gym.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know,
I was watching Riverdale. Have you seen Riverdale?
I have not. For people out there that don't know, Riverdale is the reimagined Archie comics.
Yeah.
And Archie's like 15 years old. He's a hot redhead, but he's kind of a jerk, right? Is he a jerk?
It's your basic CW protagonist where he's like, he's a good guy, but like you know, he's trying to figure out where he fits in the world. And he's fucking
Mrs. Grundy, who's like this old teacher, right?
So
in the comics, she was a mature silver-haired woman with a needle nose, and her romantic counterpart was Mr. Principal Weatherby. Mm-hmm. And so they had a sexual tension between Alice Grundy, the teacher, and the principal, Mr. Weatherby.
But now in the reimagination
of Archie in Riverdale, the CW series, you have Archie, a redhead with six-pack abs and nice big guns, banging his teacher, Alice Grundy.
Yes. And so, interesting you bring up that specifically, because my point was, in the TV show, when they show the sex scene, so he has, like, a summer job with his dad, and that's how they explain him getting ripped, is that his dad, like, owns a construction company, and so he's doing construction for his dad, and so that's how he got ripped, is he was doing construction all summer.
Sure, I buy it.
So she drives by when he's doing construction. I don't... Generic basically. Mm-hmm. Like he's, I don't know, hammering a thing.
Not a big town.
Yeah. So she's, but she drives by and mm-hmm. he's all like sweaty and shirtless, you know, constructing something mm-hmm. or demolish. I don't know. But
flood in my basement.
So then she picks him, she offers to drive him home. And then they fuck in her car. And the whole time I'm thinking, this is gross. He was just working all day outside, sweating his ass off. This is disgusting.
I would ask 15.
And
him.
In a car. Well, I think he's like, I think they're like juniors or seniors or something. Like, it's a... they might be like 17, I think, for the purposes of legality. So, so it's not creepy to look at them. And all the actors are well in their 20s. Yeah. But
and it's very controversial. Like I was reading on internet forums because, you know, I subscribe to Archie on Reddit.
Sure.
And they're like, gross. Why don't you just fuck Betty or Veronica? What is this? Like a lot of people are really mad about it.
Miss Grundy in the TV show is like also very young. Like she's probably in her 30s, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like she's a puma. She's not even a cougar. Like, so I don't know why still... people would be having problems. No, I just want, I want him to fuck either Kevin or Jughead, but
Kevin cute?
I want Jug. Yeah. I think Kevin's real cute on the, I mean,
is he out yet?
So in my, Kevin? He starts off, Kevin's the gay character.
Kevin Keller's actually in it.
Yeah. So the actor who plays Kevin's real cute. In order, I would say Archie's the cutest, then Kevin, then Cole Sprouse, who plays Jughead. But
what about Moose?
Does Jughead have a voice? Hold on a second. Does Jughead have a voice like this, and like he did in the cartoon?
No, Jughead is played by Cole Sprouse, who played Cody on The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Boo.
What I do like about Cole Sprouse, though, is that he has been fighting to have Jughead be asexual, because recently they announced that Jughead is asexual. And in the show, they haven't really settled on that. But he's been fighting behind the scenes for that to happen. So I appreciate that. But
you know, Paula Poundstone's openly asexual.
Yes.
And talked about it on this podcast.
She also has
have a feeling that she.
So she talked about it in this podcast. If you guys want to listen to it, you can go to feastoffun.com and search for Paula Poundstone. Because, honey, she. Wait, don't tell me I ain't going to touch on that one. I'll just tell you right now.
You can listen to her live.
And she are, honey. fierce podcasting, mm-hmm. just for you kids.
And then after that, you can go watch her cat camera. She has a video camera on her website that is on her cats. It's like on their food bowls or something. But anyway, so Kevin Keller.
Riverdale.
Kellum, very cute on Riverdale. Very, very cute. I follow him on Twitter now. But yeah. But he is hooking, like, there's like an underlying thing with him hooking up with Moose as well.
Oh,
which is
really?
Like a thing. Yeah. There's a lot happening.
So does he go like, Archie, I want you to suck my dick so I can help me with my homework. Does he do that?
Yes and no.
It's like, why don't they have the classic voices?
Because it's a reimagining dramatic mm-hmm. thing.
You know, the Archie cartoon, I believe, was Casey Kasem did the voice.
That would make a lot of sense.
Maybe. And we did we did interview Dan Parent, who did the
created it for a while.
Who created the Archie comics, and he actually developed the gay character of Kevin. I believe
he broke the story here.
Yeah.
Just so you know, we broke the story.
Yeah.
Because I asked him, is Jughead ever going to come out as gay or bisexual? Or
and
what's
he's just
going?
Like, no, but I have a new character. That
and he's like, he basically looked at his phone and he's like, I guess we can say this. Yeah. This is breaking news. We have a gay character. And mm-hmm. I was like, what?
Yeah, so that was a YouTube interview that we invited him on the podcast. He came on twice, right?
Yeah, he basically like won't stop calling me.
Now, Kevin's great, and Kevin on the show is great. If he's listening, say hi to me sometime.
Hi, Kevin.
Because I follow him on Twitter, and it would be nice if he's...
Now, is Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, going to show up, do you think?
They do have Josie and the Pussycats.
I don't know
if Sabrina will, but Josie and the Pussycats are in the show. They're three African-American girls who go to the same high school as them, and so like their high school jam band.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool.
All right, back to the list.
Yeah, sorry.
The list. Okay.
No, I can talk about Riverdale all day.
I'm glad to get the update on Riverdale because I was like, I've been meaning to watch it, but I haven't been able to.
Check it out.
We're on like two episodes now or just
three?
One?
Three. Third episode, I believe, came out already.
So number two is accidentally sitting on your balls. Is that really...
If you're not wearing pants, if you're wearing like a towel and you sit down quickly to watch a TV show in the summer and you're relaxed and your balls are hanging low, yes, you're going to probably pinch them or crush them a little mm-hmm. bit.
I feel like you crush them more between your legs or something like that. But actually, I don't know. Sit on. It's been a while, maybe.
It might have happened to me like once. And I don't know if I would necessarily call that sitting on them.
Mm-hmm.
This is my problem with the list is that as we go on, you all will see half of the list is ball related.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a list about having a penis. Yeah. And I don't necessarily think that either of those things go together, like specifically. And well, second
your
of all,
balls and your penis definitely go together.
Well, they go together, but not all penises have balls and not all balls have penises.
That's true.
But the other thing is also that like then call it a list about like having you know, like penis and balls or something. But it's like he specifically says penis, and then he adds balls for padding because he's like, he got three in. He's like, fuck, I don't have anything else for this. I only had three penis things. Now I got to pad it with some balls.
Well, that's the thing, because like two is almost like with the three, because he says you're worrying about your balls in general because you're not going to wear a cup 24/7, but you're always on the lookout. Like, how am I going to injure my balls? Like, what's going to happen? What's going to hurt? And how's that going to happen? Because you just never know.
Yeah.
You know, because you could just be standing there in gym class playing volleyball, talking to your friend. And the next thing you know, you get a ball right to your scrotum and it hurts like fucking hell.
Now, what about swamp crotch? You're a big proponent of preventing that with a little talcum powder.
I never use talcum powder. That's you, baby. That's you.
You're always like talk about avoid swamp crotch.
Are you always talking about
that? No,
I think a public service announcement.
You must be thinking about somebody else.
That's Swampy the Bear.
Because the thing is
swamp
like,
crotch.
I'm not one of those, like, there's people that go to the gym, and when they go to the gym and they work out, the first thing that they do is like they get that ass crack sweat.
Sure.
I don't get that. I don't get a sweaty ass crack. Maybe if I, like, I'm in the armpits, I'm in my chest and my back and stuff like that. My ass is the last thing to sweat.
I sweat a lot. Mm-hmm. So I sweat all over the place. I do. Mm-hmm. I will say this. I am now, as we're going down this list, hyper aware of my genitals. I can't not think, I'm feeling every aspect of them because I'm like, wait, there's a lot happening.
And then anything could happen. I could reach over and punch you in the nuts. I've never been more aware
of my genitals. Well, for the photo of this podcast, can we just like punch you in the balls with, or like use a hammer or something, you know, to make it realistic?
Do we have to actually do that? Or could we just pretend like we're doing, do I have to, mm-hmm. I'll suffer for art. I will suffer for art.
Would you get punched in the nuts for like charity?
Sure. Really? Well, it depends on the charity.
Like the really good one.
And it depends on how much for the charity as
well. I want to know from our listeners and you, Cody, which charity would you get punched in the nuts to raise money for? Like you believe in it.
Testicular cancer.
I mean, it would be on brand. That is true. Yeah. I was thinking about something for like the kids, because mine are usually like to do kids related charities.
Your balls and kids go together real well.
I wasn't making that connection. Who's the real pervert? I wasn't making that connection at all.
The thing about these balmy summers, though, is like, especially if you're not wearing like support, because I, you know, back in the 80s and like we used to just wear like boxer shorts as shorts. We just wear them out because it was like everybody was just wearing lingerie as clothes. And if you're ever walking around like on a hot summer day and you don't have a lot of support down there, your balls kind of like they hang low because they want to stay cool. And when you're walking, it's just like every time you walk, you hit your ball and then you hit the next ball. And then you like when you go for a long walk, by the time you're like your balls really get battered around.
They hang low and waddle to and fro.
It's like a soccer thing.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I think we just created a great new public service announcement campaign, which would be the Swamp Crotch Swamp Croc, which would be a crocodile that warns you about swamp crotch.
Oh.
I think it'd be great, right? That's come great. On, like a Smokey the Bear, but for swamp crotch, and it's a swamp croc. It's
well,
swamp
one thing crotch, I notice is like if I'm sometimes I have problems falling asleep, so I pull out a little lotion and get some motion to my ocean. You know what I'm saying?
Are you Poseidon?
Oh yeah, baby.
Jesus Christ!
And then I come and I go to sleep, right? And then the next day I wake up and I'm like, you know, I forget. And then I'm using the bathroom. I'm like, oh, God, it's a mess down there.
Oh, you don't clean up before you go to sleep?
I'm falling asleep.
Oh, I have to clean. No, there's no.
What's
I have
your
to clean
favorite
up.
Cleaning method?
I have towels in my
baby wipes.
I have little hand towels in my what's it called?
Nightstand.
Yeah.
Wow. Your apartment is like Pee Wee Herman. Like you have all this great, awesome stuff and it's organized. And I can imagine that one day you'll like get lazy and you'll like create a robot that wipes your dick.
Yeah, I have a Rube Goldberg machine where I knock over a pee and eventually my penis is cleaned.
One thing that this article really wants to talk about is boner management, which I don't think that's a bad thing. Like when
it's good to have a boner.
Yeah.
How are the kids going to learn?
Like when my boner is raging and I'm like, you know, I don't give a fuck if other people see it. I'm just like, so what?
Yeah, but you can be very self-conscious of it because like when you're in high school especially, it's like you know, you get pretty much a boner in every class, right?
That was
and then
awesome.
the teacher goes to like calls your name to come up and pick up your paper, you know, and you're just like, fuck,
and you're walking like a hunchback.
Yeah, we definitely had a kid in my middle school who had that problem a lot. Yeah,
you're like boners every day.
Yeah.
when you take, like, hey, do you have a boner again today?
I never asked him about
that. When you're taking a shit or you know, sitting on the toilet, does your dick fall into the water, or does it, like, when you pee, it goes between the seat cover and the bottom of the basin and out into the floor of the bathroom? Or
no, I always keep a hold of it.
Okay, so you're shoving your crap into the toilet.
I wouldn't call it shoving, but I mean, I am maintaining placement.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that he talks about in here is, like, sitting down on the toilet and then having your balls fall into the water. And it happens every now and then. You have a little, like, when it, especially, like, on a public toilet, and you're like, oh, it's just such a weird feeling.
But you know what? Your public phones, mm-hmm. like people's telephones and keyboards and all that stuff, they are so much dirtier than the toilet itself.
Mm. Sure.
Like the doorknob. Chlorine's
in there killing people, killing stuff.
The doorknob in a public bathroom is dirtier than the toilet seat.
Yeah, yes. That's why I prefer to lick the doorknob rather than the toilet seat.
No, you want to lick the toilet seat.
Other way around. Than the doorknob. Why are we licking anything?
Do you guys pee after having sex?
I try to, because I especially want to wash out, like, stuff.
It depends on if I have to pee. Yeah. I have sometimes.
Pee after sex, it's good for your urethra, for men and for women, and gender nonconforming folks. Pee, pee, pee.
And depending on what you're into, it could also be good for your uvula.
What? Explain that one.
Water sports joke.
Drinking your own. And testicular torsion. How often, like, he makes it seem as though your testicles get all wrapped up like your earbuds do or something. You become intertwined and you can't unravel them.
We just got to get wireless testicles.
If your testicles are like Katharine Hepburn, they just get all wrapped up all the time.
I don't get that.
It was a frantic Katharine
Hepburn
reference.
My testicles are all wrapped up.
The thing we have to remember about the article is the audience that it's intended for.
Women.
It's for young women. So I'm guessing what it's trying to do is kind of, like, let them know about, like, guys that they're going to school with or their boyfriends, like, what issues they're having with their genital. I don't really know.
Don't
actually
kick your boyfriend in the nuts.
I mean, that should have been the title.
Two more things. We got to wrap this up. Okay. Refractory period. Like, what's the big deal of taking a little pause or
nap? This is the thing. Some girls, you know, the women can have an orgasm right after another orgasm, and guys have what's called a refractory period, where after they have an orgasm, their penis goes down for a certain, you know, time before they can actually achieve an erection again, and, you know, have an orgasm. And so when you're young, it can happen, like, you know, 5 minutes and 10 minutes, and, like, each decade as you get older, that refractory period lasts.
And when you're by my age, it's about a month.
No, I think I'm at the 20 minute to 30 minute mark now. Yeah. And so that's average, you know, that's good. That's okay for my age.
Manscaping. You're a big fan of trimming the bush.
I used to, like, shave the shaft and trim and, like, down there and be more in the manscaping. But then I just decided to kind of, like, let it all go. I'll trim it a little bit. And they also discovered now, too, the science is out there that's saying that people that don't manscape have less instances of contracting venereal diseases.
Right. Because cutting.
Of cutting. Yeah, yeah. So it's stuff. And I remember.
So
it's
don't,
like,
trim the hedges,
yeah,
or do.
So don't trim the hedges. Because I remember when I used to, like, shave my shaft and stuff like that, you'd get pimples on it, you know, and then people are like, is that a syphilis score? And they're like, no, it's just a little pimple. And so now you don't do anything and you don't have those problems.
It's really hedging your bets.
Jamie Dornan, who plays Christian
so
Grey,
sexy
in all the right. first 50 Shades of Grey movie, which was I guess it did well in the box office. But it did
well in a lot of boxes.
Yeah,
if you know
got
what I'm
all
saying.
Those, got all those boxes.
And Dakota Johnson as Anastasia Steele. I don't know who these people are.
Dakota Johnson's mother is Meryl Streep, right?
I don't know. Anyways, they're back. They're back at making CEOs seem sexy in the new film 50 Shades Darker, now at movie theaters, which on Rotten Tomatoes has a record-breaking 9%. Everyone hates this movie.
Finally, CEOs are being made sexy again. It's been too long. CEOs have not been riding high.
Donald Trump's like, everyone should see this movie.
Anastasia Steele, isn't that Karen Walker's
fake name? I'm
sorry,
she's Melanie
name?
Griffith's daughter.
That's it. That's okay.
I don't know who these people are.
Melanie Griffith.
The thing I find most interesting about the whole 50 Shades of Grey phenomena
only is... Only hookers riding white limos.
Okay. The only thing I find interesting about the 50 Shades of Grey phenomena, mm-hmm. the books, the first movie, now this, you know, disastrous sequel, as if, you know, the first one didn't suck that much, is that at Target, at department mm-hmm. stores, you have like light bondage stuff. Mm-hmm. So being marketed to women mm-hmm. who bring that shit home, you know, and they're like, hey, honey, I know you wanted to have a three-way with a lesbian, but I'll give you this instead. And she pulls out a hammer and smashes him in the nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, women and be spanking.
Or so the Burger King in Israel
gave a hammer.
has created for Valentine's Day a yeah. red burger with a red bun, mm-hmm. grilled onions on top, which I'm like, that's not good for making love.
That makes no sense.
But in the Happy Meal marketed to adults yes. is sex toys.
Hey.
Ooh. Don't get too excited. There's not a dildo. There's not even lube in it.
Not a Lucy's stool butt plug?
Not even a Lucy's stool butt plug.
That's a bummer.
All you're getting is either a purple blindfolds, a black feather duster to tickle him.
Oh, I like.
Or a wire scalp massager.
Oh, those scalp massagers are fun.
That doesn't make sense. Is that a sex thing? I thought that was just a nice for your head thing. I had a lover that had a
scalp massage. He gave me a little scalp massage with one of those things once afterwards. Oh, I was like, this is really fun.
I just like, was it nice?
Where'd you get something like this?
Yeah. I'm like, this is great. Like, imagine someone go, this is Israel.
Yeah, it's only in Israel. Well, yeah. I mean,
you could say, is this real? And like, no, it's in Israel.
Look, they got to keep making babies, you know?
Right. He thought his partner would only last for one night, but he lasted for 8 nights. And that's the true that's the true miracle.
That is the funniest pun in this episode.
That's pretty
good.
We
could just stop podcasting right now. But no, we have more stuff. 50 Shades Dark, you know, I don't know. I'm like, I guess this is a good thing, right? It's having heterosexual couples in the suburbs, like, explore their...
Yeah, in the suburbs and the country is everywhere. Well, the great thing about the 50 Shades of Grey is it made erotica very popular for a lot of people. And so because there was so much hype around it, people are like, let me be interested in that. And so it made a lot of women have orgasms because they're reading. And Cody and I are both fans of reading erotica because it stimulates this different part of the brain and it can be very, very sexy. And so for these people, it's a turn on. And people who have orgasms and have good sex are usually nicer and kinder to other people and also vote Democratic.
Less likely to support Trump's Russian dictatorship. Yes,
exactly. Well, and also, education and information is never a bad thing, you know, and destigmatizing sexualities and you know, sexual stigmas is like, it's always good.
Okay, so Chadwick Moore, the guy who dick will make you slap somebody, he went full 180 degrees from liberal to ultra conservative after he wrote an article profiling a gay right winger, and all his friends were like, how could you do this?
You suck.
And now he's trying to go over after the gay right winger's career.
Oh, basically.
He's going on like conservative talk shows, you know, cable news channels, and be like, the liberal people were so mean to me after writing one article that I'm just going to support President Trump.
They just live in their little bubbles. They're incurious and they don't want to discover about other people. And you're just like, oh, God, he's so disgusting.
And he lives in New York City.
Yeah.
You know, he's gone to gay bars.
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you gays in Brooklyn? I mean,
they've had it too easy.
I don't know what's going on in Brooklyn, but every time I'm over there, I'm just like, what the hell are you people doing up over there?
I feel like we need to start calling people gators, which would be gay traders. I feel like we need to have like an Uncle Tom term. Gators. What's our term for like gay people who go over to like the right side and try to claim that like and try to just make up weird shit about gay people?
There are some hot motherfuckers in Brooklyn. I gotta say, some of I love me a gay hipster. It makes my dick real hard.
Sure,
but the problem is, you know, hipsters, the ones that are insufferable, are never going to put out. And maybe Chadwick Moore just had this, like, finally went dick starved crazy. Mm-hmm. He was suffocating for some oxygen in somebody's balls. And he found himself a conservative construction worker who fucked him real good.
And made his ass sore.
And he can't shut up about it. He
posted that shit on Twitter.
And now he's going on, like, all this, you know, Fox
Tucker
News
Carlson,
shit.
I guess is his name.
And he's just like,
let's talk about these horrible liberal gays that just don't like you anymore.
And Chadwick, shame on you for not going on Tucker Carlson's show and bragging about how big that construction worker's dick that you we're happy to talk about on Twitter, but you somehow don't have the time or day to talk about it with Tucker Carlson. It's like, Tucker, if you had this dick, you'd go liberal and, you know, you go gay for this guy. It was that good of a dick. And so Chadwick is also reviews, you know, comedy shows. And one of the last articles that he wrote for Out Magazine was a review of Lady Bunny's show, Transgester. So I'm like, did he go see Lady Bunny's show and just not like it? And that's what made him like snap.
That turned him.
But he gave a good review to it, right?
He liked it. Yeah. So well, I'm like, how can you like Lady Bunny, who's like Lady Bernie?
Right.
And then he's like, so he's just a charlatan. Mm-hmm. He's just another one of these right wing people who's trying to get a career. And I'm like, you want some attention, Chadwick? I'm going to give you some
Lady
attention.
Lady Bunny is very liberal in some ways, but then she's also very conservative in others. You
like
know?
What?
And some of her language and language that she chooses to use and that and so
oh, you
that
feel like she's kind of stuck in the past and like, by insisting on using the term sex changer instead of transgender
those kinds of things and so
we had like Honey West on the show and she kept using the word what was
tran.
It tran
she identified singular. As tran and she did it as the tran community. She may have just been kind of nervous, you know,
and so I asked her, I was like, are you sure you don't mean trans, you know? And she's like, no, it's tran. And I was like, okay,
no, it wasn't like that. She's like, I don't
she
know
was nice. Just,
no, she was wasn't like that at all.
She was
like,
nice about it
yeah
though.
She was nice about it,
but it's like imagine if you went
like
on,
you know, from her area, if she was probably like biting her tongue not to say the, you know, other word.
Oh, so pejorative words.
Yeah, some more pejorative words.
I mean, imagine if you went on some, you know, CNN or whatever, or Fox News, and like, Mark Phelan, he's a gay podcast. And you were like, I'm a guy. You know, and you're like, don't you mean gay? And it's like, no, just gah.
Well, I mean, that's the thing I like to do when I was in Texas, because when I was younger and like nobody else knew gay people, so I would just make up stereotypes about gay people to tell like, them, because it's like, it's, I don't know, that's fun when nobody else knows what they're talking about.
What was like the biggest lie you came up with about gay people when you were a kid?
Oh, I mean, it was just all ridiculous, because it was all just like stuff I was into. Yeah. So then people would be like, so then people would just extrapolate that, and I would help
relate to ghost tours.
Yeah, like I would really extrapolate stuff like, oh no, all gay people like to read and like on the playground. Like it was like weird shit like that, where it was just like, it just had to do with things I was into, and I would just make it about gay people.
You were into
that.
Centaurs when you were a kid?
I hate centaurs. I absolutely hate centaurs.
But as a kid, you were into it. Like, you saw the movie Fantasia, and you're like, these centaurs are fucking hot. I want their horse dick.
I have never liked centaurs, and I am on record as stating that in several different places.
And people
I
actually
hate
troll
centaurs.
You with this, right?
Yeah, the fans of the podcast like to troll me about it. It's fun. Like, they do it in good fun.
You're a monster.
But I am not a monster. Centaurs are monsters, and boring ones at that.
So what do you like, which of the centaurs do you not like? Like Clash of the Titans centaurs or Disney Fantasia centaurs?
I mean, they're all kind of the same centaur. I mean, they're like, it's a Grecian centaur kind of deal.
What if it had like a goat body and a human part? Like, does that like, is
oh,
it
like
the
a
horse
fawn?
Part you hate?
About like a fawn?
Is that what a fawn is?
A fawn.
Peter
well,
Pan.
Fawn,
yeah.
Like that would be like goat legs with a human torso and and head.
Is that okay with you?
That, well, I mean, okay. So that's a completely different situation, because fawns usually have more magical capabilities. Okay. And also, it makes more scientific sense. The two problems with centaurs are centaurs make no sense in terms of science, because it's two torsos. So you've got like two hearts, two sets of lungs. Where's the stomach? Like, none of that makes any sense. And then the other problem with centaurs, and also the fact that baby horses grow up faster.
Okay, Nerdcast is over.
No, wait. Yeah. The last thing is, they are just a worthless magical creature. It's just a cowboy without a horse head. Oh. And it's boring. Oh. They're just boring. They're boring.
But they're fun. You can ride them.
I don't know. I can ride a horse and not have to listen to someone talk.
Yeah, but you like you might want to talk to them. Yeah.
People are keep asking us, when is RuPaul's Drag Race season 9 now coming out? I'm like, do I look like RuPaul?
Well, we do have some information. We can extrapolate from this information.
What is that? What is the information?
So there's a premiere party. What is it? March 7th?
In New York City.
In New York City.
Where they're going to screen the first episode.
They're going to screen the first episode. And they're probably going to do one in LA. We do not know if there will be one in Chicago yet. They said that they will let us know when that happens. So we'll probably be around that week.
There should be.
There should be, but there may not be, because they may not have their Shiza together. Mm-hmm. And so we'll figure that out. And so what the thing is, usually when they have that, it's the next Monday when the actual thing. So what is the
7th? So
it's the Monday after the 7th. That
so the
may
9th
be.
Would be the 7th, 8th, 9th.
Oh.
If the 7th is Saturday, right?
Right. So it would either be this. I'm going to guess it's either going to be the 13th, which is a Monday, or the 20th.
Okay. Okay.
And so, yeah.
So just for you kids, there's a lot of misconceptions, and we've been misquoting RuPaul when you know, instead of say you got she mail, you know, she has a new one that says she already had, you know,
yeah.
And you're like, what the hell is she saying?
She done already had herses.
She done already had herses. Oh. So done comes in twice.
She done already had herses.
But RuPaul drops the second done, so it's almost like silently. So she goes, she done already done had herses.
Okay, thank you for that information.
I'm just clarifying things. The more you know, kids. Mm. One of the new trends on the internet is people want to call President Trump Scrotus, the so-called leader of the United States.
Because he's always like so-called judges and so-called this, as though he's trying to take away their power.
Wouldn't it be Scrotus? So-called leader of the United States?
Yeah, but then it's Scrotus.
I don't get it.
So it should be like ruler of the United States for Scrotus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get on it, internet. Yeah. Girl.
Yeah,
I'm very disappointed in you, internet.
They'll make it up to you by delivering you rich, delicious porn.
And that Nick Jonas shirtless Google alert should be kicking in anytime soon.
You got real horny the other night?
I got drunk on Chianti and created a Nick Jonas shirtless Google alert.
And has anything come through?
Oh, of course.
Oh, really?
I think there's like daily stuff. It's not new pictures always. That's the problem.
Oh. Are the Jonas Brothers even releasing any music anymore? Have they just given up?
Yeah, Nick does all the time. Okay. Joe did kind of recently. I think Kevin's done.
What's Kevin doing? Is Kevin not cute?
I don't know. Kevin's married and has like a kid, I think.
I guess
I don't keep up with Kevin.
This is one of the problems that a lot of these young entertainers go through with a record label is that they make so much insane amount of some money that they just quit.
Right.
Well, and right now there's a new story that came out that Google, that they're trying to develop those self-driving cars.
Yeah.
And they lost a lot of their developers of this because they were paying them so well that they were just like, I'm going to retire. I'm a millionaire.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, and like with the Jonas Brothers, they always say that it was always Nick, like, cause Nick was a child, like musical prodigy. And then they created the Jonas Brothers around him cause they played instruments and stuff, but it was really for Nick. So I think growing up, Kevin, I don't think really was ever that into it, and then Nick's still been steaming along. He's the one that's got the big career.
He's the one that does the TV shows.
Yeah, right? You know, the movies, TV show, yeah, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, what the big news story that we haven't touched on is that guy that quit, Michael Flynn. He resigned his ties as a Russian agent. What was Michael Flynn exactly? He was the head of security.
Mm-hmm. National security.
He was a Russian agent. Republicans say they're not going to press charges or investigate his ties.
I hope Kevin Kline plays him in Flynn and Out. That'd be fun.
But the Democrats are saying that they want an investigation, that we need to know,
what did the president know and when did he not know it, or when did he know it? And they had Kellyanne Conway on, and she's like, oh yes, the president was advised of this last week, he knew about it, and he's like, and he didn't do anything about it for a week. He wasn't going to ask him to resign, he wasn't going to ask him to quit. And she's just like, well, I'm just reporting to you what the president knows and when he knew it, and you know, that kind of thing. So it's kind of ridiculous. It's like, you know, if something like this had happened to like any Democrat, it would have just been like the whole thing. It would have just been a nonstop barrage of news.
Oh, I mean, that's like on top of that, it's the whole Mar-a-Lago thing where they were taking care of national security business involving North Korea with the Japanese prime minister in a public dining room, shining the lights from their phones onto the documents that are top secret documents, and they are showing, they're literally
phones that can get hacked.
They're literally putting their phone cameras pointed directly at them. Like, I saw a reporter on Twitter was saying, when we talked about Snowden files, we would all put our phones in the refrigerators to make sure no one could hear anything. And they're shining lights from their phones at top secret documents and talking about them. Whereas, like, and then Donald Trump's tweeting about like all these leaks coming out of the White House and Washington. And it's like, yeah, because a waiter at Mar-a-Lago could have heard top secret information. Like, that's all that needed to happen.
A lot of people who are reporting that run like forums and, you know, Tumblr accounts and Twitter accounts, this has happened to us, I guess. And I at first when I heard about this, I thought it was a little bit paranoia conspiracy. But if you have a Facebook page, make sure that there aren't any external links. And kind of clean up your business if you can, because Russian spammers are going around social media trying to shut down pages or groups that are critical of President Trump. Mm,
fun.
And so because our Facebook group was really critical about Trump, one could argue that may have been the reason why it got shut down. If you guys want to see it come back up, go to facebook.com/support and click on the groups and file a complaint. The URL of the page is facebook.com/groups/feast of fun. Mm.
I didn't realize that Mar-a-Lago, you know, he's been calling it the Winter White House, but that was the person that actually built the house was Margaret Meriwether Post. I built this, and then she willed in her death the estate to the federal government because she wanted the presidents to use it as the Winter White House.
Oh, wow.
And so they owned it for a number of years, but none of the presidents ever wanted to go down there. I don't know why. Maybe it's cursed. Who knows? And so they gave it back to her estate. And then Donald Trump bought it in 1985. And so he's probably been thinking like, you know, so he would have known that history and has been thinking like, this is going to be my Winter White House for that time.
There's a soap opera in New Zealand. Angela Wells, do you watch this? It's called Shortland
Streets. I don't know much about it, but
the soap opera has been running as long as The Simpsons, is one of the top running TV shows of all time in the history of humanity.
Wow.
And this week they had a major revelation of a young man. You guys want to hear it?
I would love to.
Okay. So it's a young man. He's returning home with, I guess, I don't know, his girlfriend. So that's the voice. And then his father kind of chimes
in. Awesome house. Where's your room?
Upstairs. Maybe this is a mistake.
You said your dad's at golf.
He's not at golf. Hey, Dad, this is Lily.
Hi.
Go home, please, Lily.
What? Why?
Where's Finn?
Swimming.
Goodbye, Lily.
Bye.
No.
There's always tomorrow.
Okay, that was rude.
Rude? I'll show you rude. The tablet is still synced to your phone. Please tell me that is not your penis.
You know, the twist in it
what?
Is that it's his dad's penis and they find out he has Alzheimer's.
I just love that. That's I'll terrible. Show you rude.
I'll show you rude. This is your penis.
He was the son's very cute.
The son's very cute.
He's very much my type.
Yeah. He's very cute.
I guess like a record number of young people, millennials, love to send photos of their dicks on sex.
I mean, I've done it a couple of times. I'm not going to lie.
Not innocent here either.
No, not at all. And nowadays, the young kids, though, they're smart, though. They use the Snapchat with each other so that it disappears.
Yeah, I should be smarter.
Well, you're an adult, though, but like the thing about the kids is like, you know, if you're 14 and you're taking pictures of your junk and texting it to somebody, it's child porn and you could become prosecuted and you can get prosecuted for it or at least get really like in trouble or like at least they're going to sit you down with your parents and talk to you about it. And that's got to be fucking embarrassing.
That's the worst. That's even worse than being arrested. What was the name of the New Zealand soap opera?
It's called Shortland Streets.
I was hoping it'd be called The Bold and the Kakapo.
The Big and the Beautiful.
As the Kiwi turns.
Cody Melcher, it's a pleasure having you on the show.
Always a pleasure, never a bride.
Oh, well, you have a podcast called Tomefoolery.
I do, yes. Tomefoolery.
Because tome means book.
Yeah, it's a pun. It's wordplay. We just actually had a new episode drop on the 15th, which is the 93 election. And basically it's one of Donald Trump's new national security advisors wrote this anonymously during the election about how basically the Democrats are destroying the country and Donald Trump might be a loose cannon, but he's better than the destruction we'll have under the Hillary Clinton administration. And it's a white he's like a white nationalist. It's this whole thing. And anyway, it recently became unveiled that he wrote it and he's one of Donald Trump's current national security advisors. So we're talking about that essay. So it's a lot of fun. Trust me, it's funnier than it sounds.
So it's Feast of Fun for people who can read.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And
Russian propaganda, another, and you'll see this on your social media feed if you're on the internet, is rumors that Hillary Clinton is running for mayor of New York.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
And I'm just like, okay, let's focus on Donald Trump and the fact that he's basically sold out our country to Russians. You know, these are people who poison their political adversaries. If I was a Democrat running against Donald Trump in the next election, I'd get a food tester.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
she might have one.
Who, Hillary?
Yeah, she might.
Do you think she'll run again? There's talks about it.
She's too old.
No, she's not the same age as Trump.
Right. I think Donald Trump's too old too.
Mm-hmm. And like he's the oldest person to have run for office.
And
right?
People were talking about Bernie, like Bernie 2020, and I'm like, Bernie will be like 80 when he gets into the White House, if that's true. Mm-hmm. Like we need to remember that. Like we need to try to get younger people in politics. Come on, let's work on that. And not try to just keep trying to keep old people in over and over again. Sure. Right.
I can be president of the United States.
Everybody can be president. I believe in it.
I'd be president of my heart.
And
that's it. I want to remind folks that we can't do this podcast without your support. So if you're not a Plus member yet, sign up today at feastoffun.com/plus because your contribution to the show is what makes this show happen.
And we have fabulous t-shirts, honey. It's really your Feast of Fun store purchase makes a podcast possible. Mm-hmm. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and you enjoy, it's kind of like clean water in your faucet. So it's easy to take it for granted, but you gotta pay attention. You gotta pay your water bill. You gotta put pressure on the government to make sure that you keep getting water, good clean water coming into your sink. And this podcast is a lot that way. It's like the people who have made the show possible. That's why we're still here, 13 years later.
I know, can you believe
it's
it?
Amazing.
And if we want to be here for another 13 more.
Yes. And in Latin American countries, 13 is a lucky number.
How many times is it by two? And it's even more luckier.
That's 69, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you guys stick around if the podcast sticks around for 13 more years, it'll be right at the top part of me dating it. So there you go.
Aw.
I don't get that.
I like young guys.
Oh. So you'll be dating men who are 26 years old when you're 13 years older from now?
That's the nice thing about like dating grad students is that I get older and they stay the same age.
You know, and if you stay in shape, they're more attracted to you.
I'm working on it. I just did a triathlon.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was an indoor one because that's the only way you're going to get me to do a triathlon is that I don't have to go outside.
Right on.
On tomorrow's show...
I think we might take a break because of your cold.
Yeah, I'm a little I sound like Lauren Bacall, which I know is very sexy.
I can take over for tomorrow. It'll be
sure.
Feast of Cody.
My favorite time of day is night.
You guys do need like a Johnny Carson sit-in host where it'll just be like, hey, it's me.
We might have some openings coming up.
It's Joan Rivers.
We actually might have some openings coming up, but that's another story. We got to thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Cody Melcher.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.